time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning. It is another wonderful Saturday, and BEC Power Talk is on the air yet again. Hopefully you're having a great Saturday, and it's always good when Libby's nearby, my partner in this endeavor, Libby Rohrig. Good to see you, Libby.
Good to see you, as always, Terry. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, glad to have you, and we've got another special guest every week, every show. There's always some great, compelling information and new people.
Yeah.
You know?
We're trying to convert you. You know, you got to put your house on the market and move into our territory.
You just never know.
Yeah.
I like that Crowfield area.
Oh, yeah.
I play a little golf.
Yeah.
Little. You know, I don't know. It's getting better.
Watch out for those alligators.
There's some big ones over there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a beautiful lake out there. So
Who
knows? I'm halfway on the way now.
Yeah.
I got to go get my for sale sign now.
We serve Crowfield. We'd be happy to have you.
I know.
Be a member owner.
It could happen. It really could happen one day. We shall see. But we want to say hello to Joanna Cooper.
Hello.
And did I say your name right?
You did.
All righty. That was one of the easier ones. I've met some names at Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
Mine is pronounced exactly the way it's spelled, so it makes it a little easier.
You know, well, there was an old song back in the day, Joanna. You remember that?
Oh, I don't remember it from back in the day, but I know of it. People have sung it to me.
You are young. You're a youngin'. But it's a great song, Cool in the Gang. But Joanna Cooper is here, public relations specialist. Man, there are a lot of you guys that are serving the member owners.
Yes, it is. Yes. We have a great team.
Libby, I didn't know your team was this big.
We have a lot of members.
Well, you do.
Over 100,000 meters.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That
growing. A lot of us working hard to serve them.
And you are doing that. And Joanna Cooper, one of those who has some great information, bright ideas. You bring bright ideas to the show today?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, let's get right down to business. What exactly is Bright Ideas? Because when I hear that, I think of a light bulb, and a light switch and, bright, bing, but it's not that, is it?
It is kind of like that. You know, when you think of light bulbs, you think of ideas, and Bright Ideas is exactly what that is. It's an education grant program.
Okay.
Individual teachers can apply for up to $1,000, and teams of teachers can apply for up to $1,500. It is open to all public and private schools. K through 12 in our service territory.
Okay. I'm glad you said that disclaimer. In the service territory.
Yes, we want our money to stay within our service territory with our members.
Absolutely. Once again, we're just having a great conversation here. Bright ideas. The disclaimers out there. It's for the service area, which is quite a service area. If you need to find out, go to the website and find out if you're a part of the service area. But to the teachers out there, think about this year. What a peculiar year. You probably have used resources other than the schools to continue the mission, to help do the things that you do to educate our children. And I tell you, the parents are also thankful because the teachers that go the extra mile.
Oh, yeah. This probably more so than ever.
Exactly.
Having to homeschool.
Yeah, because it's been quite a challenge and a test to everyone.
Yeah. And we've been seeing... I know I have been seeing a lot of innovation from the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They have really readjusted, and it's amazing to see what they're coming up with to stay connected to their students and make sure they're still getting the education that they need and that engagement, because kids really need engagement. I found out, working from home, that we need that engagement also. So it's been interesting to see what they come up with. So I'm excited for this year's grants because I know they're going to have some awesome ideas.
And the grants are going to be available. We'll get into that here in just a little bit, but once again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Joanna Cooper, public relations specialist with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. And, of course, Libby Rohrig is here, and we are just having some good dialogue about the Bright Ideas grants that are available to teachers. Now, is that just teachers, or could that be like the media specialist? Could be anybody in the school?
Anyone in the school that, has an educational role.
Okay. I got you. And let's talk a little bit about the co-op's relationship with local schools and the local school districts. How did that sort of come about? Why is that such a connection, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I started about 5 years ago, actually it'll be 5 years this July,
mm-hmm.
We had a relationship with schools, but I was tasked with really improving those relationships. I think it's important because I always say, you know, we always say these kids are going to be our next generation of member owners.
That's right.
Or hopefully they'll come work for us. So we really want them to be educated about the co-op and what the co-op offers. So we try to have that relationship with them. I know Berkeley County School District, we're very close with them. We are constantly in the schools doing programs, offering our services for them. So it's just a good relationship that we want to continue to grow.
And one thing I'll say about, was it BCSD, I think? Yeah.
Berkeley County School District.
Yes. They seem to be the one school district of the metros three. You don't hear as much controversy. Let me knock on wood, of course. But they seem to be they function at a pretty high level. And you don't hear a lot of the problems that you hear in other school districts. I'll say it like that.
Well, we have a great relationship with all our school districts. But with Berkeley County School District, I can say, you know, it's always a pleasure working with them. They are very organized. I think I have more district contacts there. So that helps strengthen our relationship as well with them. So, but I think they all do a good job. It's just, you know, things come at you sometime and you have to adjust and roll with it. But they're all serving our kids and we're proud of them.
Absolutely. And the Bright Ideas grants, once again, if you're just tuning in and you're a teacher and educator in Berkeley County or the participating Berkeley footprint schools and teachers and educators who it's available grant money that is raised by the employees, I understand?
Yes, it is. So the money is raised by our employees through events that we do throughout the year, and then the co-op matches a certain percentage of it. So our employees are really invested into this program. As a matter of fact, employees serve as judges for the grant applications. So them in. I kind of look over them a little bit, but then I pass them off to our employees. They pick. I don't pick. So even if I see something and I'm really excited about it, it has no bearing on the final outcome. We have a team of people who are doing that. It really gets them invested in it, and they're also invited to the awards reception so they can actually meet the teachers that they picked.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It sounds like it, and once again, another bright idea, unintended, bright idea that the Berkeley Electric Cooperative has that's a cut above. It just really is, and like we were saying, this year, the challenges of teachers because of COVID-19 because of this pandemic, and before you know it, we'll be into the fall and resources could be sparse. We just don't know. So these grants could be, I mean, literally life-saving situations for some of our teachers that are trying to do above and beyond, because you know what? They could just do bare minimum, but that wouldn't serve the children.
No, it would. And I'm on an advisory committee for Berkeley County School District, and we just had a meeting where they filled us in on what the teachers have been doing. And like I said, they're doing great, innovative things. They are ready. They are adjusting and rolling with the punches. Okay. And we don't know how this thing is going to wash out. You know, everyone is saying the new normal, but I just think this is what we're going through right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this too shall pass. So I think they're ready to get back in the classroom. I know they miss their students. Their students miss them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we will continue. It may look a little different at first, but I think we're going to be okay.
Absolutely. We're going to get through this. We are. And everybody's got to do their part, and you're definitely doing your part with these grants. Now, let me ask this before we move on. What's a typical fundraiser? What could that be? Is that like a bake sale or?
Not a bake sale, but we do sell food. We have something. We have a concession wagon, and we take that out to community events, and that usually brings in the majority of the money. So our employees work that too. So at everything we do, at the background of that is our employees making it happen.
Okay. Hey, why not have an electric truck? Like you have a food truck, and like you go to a park, and you know, because sometimes you go to the park and your batteries run low on your boom box. Well, boom box, that's dated, right?
A little bit.
But you know, you need electricity, and then, oh man, here comes the power truck.
Rolling power truck.
That's right.
Okay.
Power truck.
Come on. We'll take that back to the board.
Please do.
Yes, because I think they would love a new food truck. So if you can push that along.
Okay, we need a new food truck. But you know, like a plug-in station. A power wagon.
Yeah.
Plug in. 30 plugs. 30 minutes.
Now, that is something that is in the works where we're talking about getting a power station to set up at events.
See?
I don't know if Libby knew because that was prior to her coming here. But that is something, you know, I saw it at an event, and I was like, we need that because we're always doing events. And what, you know, what better way to get people to you than to offer them free power to charge their phones?
See, I'm a visionary, Libby.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, that is awesome stuff. Well, let's talk about some of the other things that are going on as it relates to your involvement as a public relations specialist. I see some great bullet points here. Let's see. What do I want to talk about? How about – now, I don't know what this would be, and you can certainly help me, Joanna Cooper, the Charleston Chamber Career Academies. What is that?
Yes, that is actually another program that is related to the schools that we serve. The Charleston County Chamber, they have the career academies. And what we have 9 employees that are kind of assigned to a school in our service territories.
Okay.
And you essentially become the contact for that school. You help facilitate any programs coming out of that. For me, I'm assigned to Goose Creek High School, but I have been to others in the past. What that is, the chamber facilitates helping businesses meet the needs of the schools and vice versa. So it's just a cleaner way of having interaction with them. We do things like, you know, we host mock interviews for the schools. Some of our people go out and do solar presentations or GIS presentations, which is Geographic Information System. We also talk about job skills to the students and their soft skills. So all that is facilitated through the chamber because, once again, they're trying to connect these students with the businesses in our area because the objective is to always retain local talent. And that's kind of the driving force behind that. And, of course, we want the talent there. There are tons of other businesses in the area that participate, but we want them to choose Berkeley Electric. So that's why we step up and we're in the schools.
Man, you guys are everywhere.
We are. Dang
it. You really are. Berkeley Electric University. That's what I mean. But
I'm going to put that on T-shirts.
Yeah, it's comprehensive. There's so many things that you do. As we started this program, talking about the Bright Ideas grants that are available to teachers. Now, when will all of that happen as far as going forward? Has it been decided yet?
Yes.
Is there I would assume, an application period?
Yes, it is. The application is actually open right now. We have a strict process. So the application deadline is June 30th. From there, once we get everything in and I get every application sorted and vetted, I will pass it along to our team of judges.
Okay.
And they have the entire month of July to go through and judge them because we want them to actually take their time and go through these applications. And then in August, we will notify the winners. And then sometime in September, usually early September, we'll host an awards ceremony for them.
Okay. So the application is pretty much everyone's following the same protocol.
Yes, everyone has the same questions, same requirements, and it's all online. It must be submitted electronically.
Oh, wow. Comprehensive Berkeley Electric.
And it's very easy. I know grants can get a little tedious, but it's very easy, and we ask for the same information, but we do want them to be detailed because this is our members' money that we're awarding them.
Okay, and you talked about the career academies, the grants. With all these things fall under volunteer efforts? There are other things that are going on. When you say volunteers, I mean, you're in the schools. That's volunteer.
Yes, it is.
What else is going on? What are you doing? Cleaning up parks?
Speaking of cleaning up, well, first of all, yes, that falls under our volunteer efforts, but that is certainly not the extent of it.
Okay.
We are extremely busy. At least we were, and we hope to get back to that point.
Right.
But speaking of the cleanups, we recently decided to adopt a stretch of highway in one of our service territories. Funny you should say that.
It is. I'm just,
and we
man, I'm just there. Libby, I'm cooking today.
It's like you're in my head.
Yeah.
So that was one of the newest initiatives we did. Unfortunately, that happened right before, you know, the world went crazy.
Right.
So that's kind of on the back burner, but it will still continue. Our hopes with that is to adopt a stretch of highway in each of the territories that we serve.
Busy, busy you guys are at the BEC.
Yes, and in addition to that, you know, some of the other programs that we do at schools, you know, Read Across America, the Lunch Buddy program. We have a member of our team that hosts a Hispanic Community Night.
Okay.
And that's a part of our LEP efforts, and she does a great job with that, just reaching out to the Hispanic community. So
I see something here. it says Benny Suggs.
Yes.
What is that? That's got my curiosity.
So that is short for Beneficial Suggestion Program, and that Benny is Suggs. Something that we do. So here's the thing. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's best for our members, okay. And we try and do a good job, but we're not perfect, and we don't know everything. But our members know how we can best serve them, and we want them to tell us. And not only that, if they tell us and we adopt that idea, we're going to pay them up to $500, which is in a form of electric credit on their account,
okay.
Just for submitting their good ideas.
The Benny Suggs, so it's the suggestion box.
That's right. I mean, how many other places you know they listen to your suggestions, and well, if they like it, they give you some money.
Well, you see that box in front of you there?
Oh, that's what that is.
Not really. It should be. Terry needs a raise. You know, hey, could you pay Terry more? You know,
we'll make a call when this is over.
Yeah. Well, you can put your. I'll give you a piece of paper. You can stick it right in that box right there. Somehow that box is going to end up in the owner's office. Somehow.
But Terry, aren't you on like day 90 in a row of working?
No. Finally.
Did you get a day off?
75 in a row.
Wow.
And since that, I've had one day. So we're close to about 90, but I did get one day.
Well, the counter restarts after the one day.
You're right. So I'm now in like day.
Yeah.
You know what?
Day 20.
I'm day 15. I think I'm day 15.
Oh, my goodness.
So 15 and 75 is 90.
I need a nap just thinking about it.
I know. Hopefully a long tropical vacation is in
I
the
need you. So I need both of you to put something in. Our yeah. Benny Suggs box. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can steal that idea, by the way. It's an awesome program.
I think I did. I already did. Now, what about I'm hearing something about a new website, social media, that this is not a separate website. This is the main
yes,
website is being refreshed?
Yes, it's the main website. It has been refreshed. We are very proud of it. You know, we spent a lot of time trying to make it more user-friendly for our members, making sure they have the information they need without so many click-throughs.
Okay.
So we're very excited about that. We hope everyone checks it out. You know, our website is berkeleyelectric.coop.
Or COOP, as I say.
I know.
Coop.
Which is funny, which that's my nickname, so it always makes me laugh. But we want members to go to it, and we want them to tell us, is it better for you? What do you like? One of the new features that I really like is we have a member portal now that members can log in and get more detailed information about how the co-op works, what's going on, you know, their power, what they can say.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage them to go and look into that as well.
So all of the great features that were there are still there.
Yes, with some added features, a prettier look,
okay.
And more functionality.
And what about the social media side?
How
busy is
that's been very
Twitter,
busy.
You're like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. No, is
not TikTok okay. Just yet.
Not, oh, boy. It could be coming, though.
Could be. We'll all see. Right.
They get their privacy situation worked out.
Then we'll discuss. We have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. We are working very hard on social media to revamp that. We understand that not all members are engaged on social media. But for the ones who are, we want to make it a great experience for them. We put out a lot of information on social media. Sometimes we run contests where we give away a $25 or a $50 bill credit. So cool little things like that that we put out on social media. So, you know, we want people to follow us. It's a great way to talk to us, to share your concerns. So please make sure you follow us.
Man, that you guys are, like I said, Berkeley Electric University.
We're trying to touch everyone.
Comprehensive university. You are. You absolutely are.
And Terry, you can follow us.
You know what?
I'm going to check it right now. Instagram.
I'm going to.
You back.
Okay. I'm going to do it before the show's over. See my Instagram portal? See?
That's right. Pull us up and give us a little follow.
Yeah. I will. Absolutely. I had to, unfortunately, mine's private because people were trying to hack me.
Oh.
Yeah. And I found, like, the hacker is, it's a long story, but yeah. But I will definitely follow you. And when you follow me back, I will let you in.
Thank you.
Yes,
and, you know, Terry, our older members, they remember when the co-op first started, you know, the folks in their 80s and 90s. They mm-hmm. they remember what it was like before co-op started.
Right.
But our younger members, they are so busy. They're building a career, you know, working many hours a week, as well as trying to raise children, we understand that they're not sitting there reading the newspaper necessarily or tuning in to different news programs. So social media is a place that they do spend some time. So
absolutely,
really trying to get more in that space and give them information that's helpful for them to save money and to be engaged with the co-op. So that's another reason why we're really trying to tap into our social presence and grow that audience.
So our grandparents' social media was the encyclopedia, is what you're saying. These houses don't have encyclopedias anymore.
Now they have Google.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But while once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Joanna Cooper. Coop. That's her nickname, y'all. Coop. I heard that.
And
Libby Rowrig is with me. And some of the other things that let's update. It's a good time to talk about it since we're with the media and public relations people, the specialist at Berkeley Electric Co-op, the Arbor Day tree sale. How was that, whatever became of it? Because that was somewhat challenged by COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
We adjusted. You adjust your sales and you go there. So what we're doing, we're still doing that program.
All right.
We have a goal of planting 400 trees across the Lowcountry. So the deadline for that is coming up. It is May 31st. They have to reserve their tree online at our new website, by the way. Little plug for that again. And the pickup day for the trees will be June 6th. And they will be at our Monk's Corner District office and our Johns Allen District office.
All right. And Libby or Joanna, now I see beat the heat on my cheat sheet. Is that our air conditioning giveaway? Or is that something else?
It is. It is.
Okay.
And so, Terry, we are so passionate about serving our members. We are getting you involved.
That's right. And at least once a month, it's official now. It's going out over there. Yeah. At least once a month, I am going to personally deliver an air conditioner to
and
you.
Set it up.
Okie dokie. How about that? Well.
Welcome to the co-op.
Welcome to the co-op. Oh, boy. There's some release forms, I hope.
Nope.
You know, so when I knock your windowsill out or, you know, but I'll help. Libby, you're right. You're with me. So Libby's with me. See, that's going to
cheer you on.
We need that on the website. Video, let's go. We can do it. We can do it. But once again, you can go to the website, berkeleyelectric.coop or Coop, COOP, and find out about beating the heat, the tree sale, and, we've got a few minutes left. Let's talk about the latest as it relates to the pandemic that everyone is having to deal with. Now, I was somewhere recently, and I was a little disappointed because I was in a public space and no one had a mask on. And, you know, it just was, I thought with the many people that were in this public space, I was like, I was the only one with a mask on. Mm-hmm. But how is the company handling it? As it relates to just awareness and information, what are you guys continuing to do serving your members through the COVID-19 era?
Well, Terry, we take the health of our employees and our members very seriously. So we've been really conservative about reintegrating and opening our spaces quickly. So our members can expect the employees who have been working from home, folks like Johanna, to come back June 1st. And June 10th, we will be reopening the lobbies of our district offices.
Okay.
But we'll have some changes in place even as we reopen these spaces, limiting the number of members who come in the office where possible. Any kind of social distancing, protective equipment, you know, face masks, sanitizing regularly. You know, we're still on high alert about this, and it's just very important to keep our members as healthy as possible and do what we can to keep them healthy.
Absolutely.
And to protect our employees.
Well, very well said, and once again, the company that also cares, because you're a member owner and you're all part of the Berkeley Electric community, and thank you for what you guys are doing. I feel much better about coming to your lobby soon than where I was recently.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
When you sell your house and move into our territory.
And now we'll call it the Berkeley Electric Recruiting Firm. Look at that. You're doing it. You never know, Libby. You know, we'll be having cookouts. I'll be your neighbor.
Yeah. Come on over.
All right. Well, you know, that's good stuff during this pandemic. because we are in a time that we've never seen. We've never seen.
It's everybody's first pandemic.
Yes. Hopefully the last pandemic. I don't want to see another one of these.
Yes, you know. Please, hopefully.
That's right. But hey, it's been 102 years since the Spanish flu
pandemic.
Yeah,
if we can keep it another 100 years, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, thanks, great-grandchildren, right? Yeah. They're thanking
yeah.
you. But but we don't want to see it again. I mean, it has really caused us to have to do things that we weren't used to doing.
Well, and those folks who are out of jobs or unable to work, you know, our heart just goes out to them.
That's right.
Throughout the pandemic, we haven't disconnected or charged late fees, and we returned almost $5 million in security deposits back to our members to help give them some cash when they might not have it otherwise.
That's right. And it when it becomes abundantly necessary that, you know, hey, everybody's got to have resources to move forward.
It's a scary time.
Yeah. And we've partnered, you know, with local community organizations to help those members get those extra funds if they need it. And that's another thing that we've been really pushing on social media, because people do need help. Everyone hasn't been as fortunate as us. You know, we've been fine. We've been working from home or at the office and doing what's necessary. But some people don't have that luxury. And we understand that, like Libby said. So those programs are available. If they need that assistance, they can give us a call and we can direct them, or they can visit those agencies directly.
And it's great that, once again, a company, an organization that cares. That's important. It really is, because this is a time where that little bit of care can go a long way.
Oh, yeah. It's important to take care of each other.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of good has come out of this, I think. I don't know about you, Libby, but, you know, we've seen employees. I would just like to say we've been very well taken care of. Our safety has been made a top priority. A lot of us have been working from home, including myself. So for that option being made available, that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also seeing people do amazing things in the community. And I think when this is over, people, I don't know if I want to say will be more grateful, but I think they'll be re-energized about certain things that we realize could be taken from us.
Well, I hope the little things, like you said, the gestures, the acts of kindness, the real caring, those things become illuminated, and hopefully you realize that, you know what, as bad as it is, there's really always more good in this world than a pandemic,
definitely,
a virus, if you will. So it's great what you guys do. And I'll say this, Libby has the best smelling disinfectant. I mean, you hands down, that's the best smelling disinfectant in the city.
Yeah,
and the strongest too.
Shout out to our safety director. We disinfect the studio every time we come here.
Yes.
This spray kills MRSA, HIV, herpes, you name it.
Everything.
Not that any of those things exist in the studio.
But if they did, they wouldn't have a chance.
Yes.
And it smells like lemon cake. So
yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
You're leaving behind a good residue.
Way to go, safety team.
There you go.
Yeah.
Way to go, Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Once again, from bright ideas to volunteer efforts, a new website, social media, air conditioners, trees, and disinfectant. I mean, we left no stone unturned.
We're missing lions, tigers, and bears.
Hey, next week, probably coming next week.
We got gators.
Look, who knows what's going to be? I'm glad I'm on the other side of the glass. You have live animals in here next week. You never know.
You never know. Might have to make a video component of all this.
We might have to, but always a pleasure to talk with you guys, and keep doing the great job that you do. Encourage all the member owners, make sure you go to the website. Let's give it out one last time, because if they go and during this quarantine time, I know you're going to get out a little bit more. It's warming up, but tell them how to find and access all this great information.
So they can go to our website, which is www.berkeleyelectric.coop, pronounced Coop.
Coop. Well, Joe, you know, all the show I was saying Joanna, and then you said Johanna.
I was told it's Johanna.
Yes.
So you didn't clean
it. You
me
said
up.
It right the first time, okay. And then you went kind of downhill from
Joe,
there. But it's okay.
It's when I sang Joe Anna.
That messed you up a little bit.
Okay, Joe Hanna. It's been good to be with you today.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to say goodbye on this Saturday as we close out another wonderful edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk.